So most P1s probably know me from some of the national updates from golf majors I do that mm-hmm. air here on the little ticket. And on occasion, I like to wink and nod at the P1.
66. Spieth, remember he regonked one off a tree on his way to a triple at 9 yesterday. The only misstep today in the second round.
Yep. Oh,
yeah, there so you go. Good.
I, you know, again, just like to have fun with the P1s who are listening. And, you know, I've talked about it with Dan and Jake before. You know, what does the person in Minneapolis think when they're driving around? They might hear that golf update on an affiliate.
And by the way, the powers that be have never given you a talking to about this.
Never heard. And again, I'm not trying to push the envelope too much. Just little things here and there. Like I said, a wink and a nod. So I didn't tell you guys, but Live Golf sent feelers out, and they
really
wanted me to do updates for them. I'll be honest. I'll tell you the figure. They money whipped me.
You got to take the money.
They're going to pay me double what Jay King makes doing the top 10, about $28,000 a year.
Oh, no.
So,
sorry, Jay.
I mean, I had to take it.
Jay's taking strays out there.
So, Live Golf, their second tournament. It's in Portland.
Stateside, yeah.
Started out yesterday, and without further ado, here is my first Live Golf update in 3, 2, 1. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket presents this special report on the Live Golf Tournament from Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club in Portland, Oregon. It's the Live Tour's second event following its debut in London 3 weeks ago, and the scene in the Pacific Northwest is almost as wild as Jake Kemp's Lake House Body Buffet. Before the shotgun start, a retired U.S. Navy SEAL landed with an American flag parachute and a Live Golf flag. Huh. University of North Texas product Carlos Ortiz holds the lead after 18 holes at 5 under par. Ortiz this week considered a shot in the dark on par with a Jacob Detamore tweet to porn star Rachel Starr. complimenting her on her assless chaps that look, quote, fire and, quote, lovely, quote, eggplant emoji, quote, peach emoji, quote, squirt gun emoji, quote, teardrop.
Sportive.
Ortiz poured in 7 birdies and dropped just 2 shots in his round. His approach at the par 4 ninth reminded many in the gallery of Lee Harvey Oswald from the 6th floor at the Texas School Book Depository, and he tapped in for birdie. Former U.S. Open and Masters champion Dustin Johnson was in danger of falling down the leaderboard faster than Davy Lane in the shower, ripping the curtain after his mom caught him tenderizing his flank steak. But Johnson rallied and signed for a 4-under-68. DJ is 1 back of Ortiz. Bryson DeChambeau, always full of confidence like Bob Sturm when he asked Mia Hamm if he could stick his tongue down her throat. The SMU product is even par, 5 back. DeChambeau knocked in birdies at the 7th and 12th holes using his baby arm lock putting grip. Brooks Koepka making his first appearance on the LIV Tour. The 4-time major winner opened with a rock-solid 2-under-70, showing the precision of a bone saw to the shoulder joint of a pesky journalist. Koepka's brother Chase fired a 1-over-73. That is 6 off the lead. Cooper Koepka, the youngest brother and best of them all, would have won the tournament after a single round if he didn't have to dip his butt into a koi pond and have the fish clean it all day. Abraham, give it to me, answer, push, push, carded a 1-over-73. That is 6 off the pace. Well, at his best, Phil Mickelson on a golf course is like watching Mozart sit down to paint. But Phil the Dill was TFing all day, totally failing on the course. The 6-time major champ stumbled to a 3-over-75. Mickelson double bogeyed the par 3 14th. And 2010 U.S. Open champion Graham McDowell had a case of George Jubjub Dunham's explosive diarrhea and dumped a 7-over-79. He is second to last on the leaderboard, but is still guaranteed $120,000 even if he finishes last. I'm Ted Emmerich, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Wow. I mean,
a lengthy update.
Yeah, the LIV updates are way longer than the other majors.
Like
again, hey, they're paying me a bunch.
Yeah, they're getting their
Gotta
money's worth, I guess.
Gotta do it.
More than a nod.
Very,
a wink.
Very descriptive. Very descriptive as well. Yes.
Really painted the picture.
I mean,
thank you. Well, Phil, you know, I try.
Phil Mickelson is TFing these
He's
days.
He's been doing a lot of TFing over the days, last few years.
Well, Ted, hopefully you enjoy your money. Hopefully you can deal with the moral dilemma. from Liv.
Can't wait to hear the update from round two.
Yeah,
we'll make it work. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens.